Are you able to hear us?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, thank you for joining us and congratulations on sweeping the Michigan weekend. We'll get right into questions for you. So we're going to kick it off with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Rodney, Kevin said that he doesn't think you guys will ever use this car again because it won't apply to the intermediates. Even though it's 3-for-3, is it possible that this is the last we've seen of it, or are you going to roll it out again?
I don't know. That's kind of up to me to decide, and it's top secret.
Okay. Will you let us know next time
probably
when it comes
not.
Out, or is probably. It just going to be a surprise?
It's just going to be a surprise.
10-4.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Rodney, congrats again. Where does this season rank for you so far? I know 2015 and 18 were really standout years for this team, but already winning 6 races so far in this regular season. Where does this season stand out?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the best ones we've had, you know, as a group. You know, you said something about 2018, and, you know, 2018 was a special year with winning, with winning 8 points races and the All-Star race. You know, to have 9 total was a great year for us and a great year for our company too. You know, I think that year Stuart Haas had won 11 races. So, this year's, ranked right up there. It's been a great year for us. And like you said, there's still a lot of races to go and a lot of races that we can win. And, your goal was always to go and try to win all of them. And, that's probably not going to happen, but, that's what we try to do and put our best foot forward.
I know you've got 2 wins in Michigan here this weekend, obviously, but does anything transfer moving forward, being that this track is fairly different from anything further down the road?
No, not really. This place is kind of unique in its own. Kind of what works here is just, what works in Michigan, and you just got to keep that in your notebook and plan on using that stuff for next year.
Thanks, and congrats again.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thanks. Rodney, I'm curious, with how do these races this week and even the next couple weeks help prepare a team for the playoffs? I don't know if the Daytona Road Course really carries over to the Roval, and I don't know how much Dover carries over or what you carry over from this weekend. So with this stretch of races, how does a team prepare for the playoffs if the tracks don't really correlate as well?
Yeah, I mean, you're more or less just working on that stuff and trying to be prepared best you can and try to figure out what kind of cars you're going to take and, what kind of bodies and how much downforce and all that stuff. And, just try to do the best you can with it. And, right now, like you said, every racetrack's a little bit different coming up. And, you just kind of got to roll with it and do your best. And hopefully you're prepared when it comes.
Also, certainly with the doubleheader weekends, we've seen some other races where the race length is shortened than what we've seen in years past. And I'm curious, from a crew chief's perspective, how does that change things for you with a race that's shorter? And maybe this becomes a little bit even more of a trend than what we've seen in the past of shortening some of these races. What does that do for you in terms of strategy? Obviously, you had great success this weekend and at Pocono, but how does that play into the things that you do in your mindset on a shorter race?
Yeah, I mean, the shorter races seems like it's been a good thing. It has kept things exciting. Everybody's racing hard the whole time, a little shorter stages and not much for people riding around or waiting to the end or any of that kind of thing. And, I think the doubleheaders so far have been good. I think putting 2 of them in the same weekend has been something that it's probably – saves a lot of money for the teams and, able to put on a good show 2 days in a row. And, we'll just have to see how that plays out going forward.
And last thing is, how does a doubleheader weekend impact a crew? You've had 2 of these now. Obviously, it's a long Saturday and then working all day Sunday. what are the challenges or what are things that would need to be looked at moving forward with the potential more doubleheaders or doubleheaders on the future schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us learn a little bit every time we do it. I think, you know, doing it at Pocono the first time was maybe a little bit of shock just because none of us had ever done it before. But, you know, doing it this weekend, it kind of seemed fairly normal and not much of a problem at all. And, you know, it seemed like the guys that even went to backup cars had some time to get their stuff ready to go and be ready for today's race. So, you know, all of us will keep learning through all of it and you know, communicating and you know, working through it best we can.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Alex with the Charlotte Observer. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, Rodney. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the broadcast had said that you exchanged words with Chris Gabehart after the race. And I'm wondering if, you know, if that is true, then what was said between you two and just generally what's sort of that relationship like with your teams?
Yeah, I mean, both teams are doing a great job, obviously. Both drivers are doing a great job. You know, everybody's bringing great cars to the racetrack, and it's been a fun little battle all year. And to have a past relationship with Chris and from the karting days and stuff, you know, we've always got along good. We respect each other a lot. And, you know, I just went and told him and his guys good job, and they said the same thing back. You know, they're a bunch of classy guys. And, you know, we're just trying to keep it fun and keep each other motivated and keep pushing as hard as we can.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Rodney, congratulations on the win. I know in past cars that have been very dominant, specifically the one that Dale Jr. ran at Super Speedways, got a nickname. That one was Amelia. But since this one is 3-for-3 and it shows no real signs of not winning anytime soon, have you guys thought of a nickname that you want to attach to this thing?
Nah, I mean, we don't really talk about that kind of stuff. You know, we've had some good cars over the years with the 4 team, and some of them have won a lot of races, and you know, just we call it 081, and we keep it you know, going through the system just like any other car, and you know, we just have to figure out our car schedule and where we're going to run it again, and keep moving forward with it.
Thank you.
All right, and we are going to take Marty for the next question. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Ronnie, congrats on the weekend sweep. I want to ask you, as we look into this weekend, obviously it was supposed to be at Watkins Glen. I just want to get your take. What are your thoughts on operating at Watkins Glen this year?
Ask that question again, please.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on not racing at Watkins Glen this year?
Yeah, I mean, Watkins Glen's always been you know, a great racetrack for the series, and you know, every time I go up there, I make sure that I hop on a golf cart and I take a tour of the infield there and just look around and appreciate how many fans are there and how many people are in the infield and just the support that we get from that area for our sport. You know, that part has been just fantastic up there, especially the last few years. I mean, if I had to pick one racetrack that I felt like we had the most support at, it would be that one. So I hate that all those folks aren't going to be able to come watch us race. But, you know, hopefully they're keeping up with us on their TVs at home, and we can get back there next year and put on a good show for them.
Thanks, Randy. Congrats again.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our final question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations, Rodney. Just curious, as solid as Joe Gibbs Racing was last year and just absolutely dominant, was that kind of like a challenge for your team and for Ford to come back even stronger in 2020 just to try to thwart what they were trying to do? I mean, what they did last year was kind of ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't normally concentrate on them. We just concentrate on us. And, you know, we had some things that we needed to do better as a team. And we've been able to accomplish, you know, some of those this year. And, you know, our pit crew guys have really stepped up and made a huge difference in what we're doing on the racetrack and why we're here. So that's a huge deal. And the other side of it is just having better race cars and unloading better race cars. And, you know, I think every year it kind of swings each way, you know, who's got their stuff together from a race team standpoint. And, you know, Stewart Haas Racing has done a great job over the years. You know, whether we've been absolutely perfect or not, you know, sometimes we're not, but on the other side of it, we're always competitive and we're always working hard to try to win races, whether we're the best at that particular time. And we just been working hard, you know, over the off season and during this year, and trying to build great race cars and just doing all those you know, all those details right.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you.
All right, Rodney. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the weekend sweep, and we'll see you at the Daytona Road Course.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of the media, we will shortly have transcripts, audio, and video from this post-race video conference available on NASCARmedia.com. And as always, if you guys have any questions, please reach out to someone on the NASCAR communications team. And if not, we will see you this week for some more media availabilities. Thank you.